We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese, ahead of the scheduled, or I would say anticipated, lockout of baseball's owners and players, which is probably going to happen at midnight, the Phillies have finally made a free agent signing. Right-handed reliever Corey Knable is signed by the Phillies. Jack, any years? Probably like a two, like a Hector Neris type?
Yeah, I think two, but nothing out yet.
So maybe like a two-year, $18 million contract. He last year was 4-0 with a 2.45 ERA for the Dodgers. It was not a full-time closer. Has been a closer in the league, but for the most part, it's been a setup guy. But he was a setup guy last year for the Dodgers. So he's banged up. He was injured. 25 innings pitched, 30 strikeouts. So he's a strikeout an inning plus guy. His whole thing has been durability. He missed all 2019. Only had 15 games in 2020 and then 27 games last year for the Dodgers. But Milwaukee 2017 is his best year. 76 games, 39 saves. So at least it helps Phil, because Hector Neris signed with the Astros over the weekend. So it, at least whether he's the setup guy or the closer, he's a late inning reliever for the Eagles, or for the Eagles, for the Phillies. Mm-hmm. Now they just need an outfielder. What else, Jack?
Another center fielder.
Center fielder.
A left fielder. Probably a closer.
Yes, yeah, so we have to pour one out for Roman Quinn. He was designated for assignment as well. So.
Oh, man. I mean,
we're losing all the legends. We're losing
Quinny.
Hector, Quinny. You know, Cesar signed with the Nationals yesterday. All of our guys are gone.
Can we get rid of a couple more? Or like a Gene Segura? Is he going to be gone? Anyway, so there you go. That's the Phillies news. Now, like Buster Olney of ESPN had... He had tweeted out something, I guess it was last night, and it does. And Jack, tell me if I'm wrong here, but it seems like that at midnight, this is when the current collective bargaining agreement expires between the owners and the players, and the owners don't have to lock out the players, but it's anticipated they're going to,
right,
which would freeze all signings. So at this point, like if you don't sign right now, the anticipation is that there's not going to be signings until after they work out a new contract, the players and the owners. Fun, right? Like just what we want to talk about with baseball and free agency and hot stove is the owners and the players fighting again over money. Mm-hmm. But that seems like what we're going to be doing here, or at least what's going to be happening with them. So this could be the only signing until after all this is cleared up. That could be spring training. I mean, we may be waiting.
There's no doubt this is going into spring training.
No, I agree.
Don't make it painful.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Yep.
We have a shortened spring training, or either a shortened season, one or the other.
Shortened spring training, or the season starts a little bit later or something. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be signing. So Buster Olney had tweeted out that he feels like that a lot of teams will – it's almost like after they, when they work out this contract, the players and the owners, that there'll be a lot of free agents that are now saying, like, all right, let's sign, mm-hmm. and you'll get better deals and better value, and the Phillies will be able to – maybe plunk a player here, plunk a player there.
Right.
Similar to an after Christmas sale. Instead of buying before Christmas, you wait till after Christmas when the stuff goes on sale.
Right.
So, I mean, in theory, that's the way it's going to work. But, I mean, the Phillies do have some money to spend. It's just a matter of when they spend it. And it seems like they're going to spend it post labor agreement.
Yeah.
So, where are you with the Phillies? You're good so far? Because a lot of people were melting down.
Yeah, I'm not. Listen, I am at a low expectation type of approach right now with the Phillies. they almost have to do something to get me excited. I'm already going to be excited about Bryce Harper next year.
Sure.
Zach Wheeler, okay. JT, okay. That's a given. Give me another reason to be excited.
Hey, give me a bat. Give me a home run here. Give me something.
You got to do something besides bringing in older guys that used to be good 5 years ago.
Yeah.
We've had enough of those. So, because here's the thing. If you want us to watch the team with the expectation of just watching young players grow around Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto and Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola, okay, then that's what my expectations would be. But if you want me to be excited about potential postseason play, then the team has to resemble a team that looks like they can be postseason competitive.
Right. Yeah, we're not gonna be fooled with
I mean, that's what it is. Like when that's the thing about in this town with these sports teams. If you want to take attention away from the things that we always talk about, then you need to give us a reason. And so sitting on your hands and having a lockout isn't gonna have everybody excited about Phillies baseball. I'm sorry,
baseball's so dumb. Imagine the NFL having free agency for a couple of days and then they have a lockout because they can't come to an agreement. The great thing that football's, they're smart enough to know everybody's making money. Mm-hmm. So let's keep this going. It's been a while since they've had to deal with any type of labor. I mean, it was 2011.
Yeah.
So 10 years they've had harmony, essentially.
Yeah, and they just read up for 10 more years. So you don't even have to worry about this CBA expiring until 2031.
Yep. There you go.
That's already done.
Which is what the fans want to watch the games
and
get new players.
Yeah, that's all we care about.
Whatever.
We don't care about this. Yeah, everybody else, you're millionaires. We don't give a damn.
Yep. And baseball's always baseball. It's always this with baseball. Jack, who's on your wish list or who's on the Phillies wish list post?
Well, after that, I mean, the good part about them is that their big guys they've been linked to Castellanos. He hasn't signed yet. Schwarber, he hasn't signed yet. The Marte one, I think, kind of hurt them, but I don't think they were giving him 4 years. So, if they want to get involved there, Bryant. So, the guys, they haven't really gotten screwed yet. Mm-hmm. You know, they haven't missed out on a guy that they thought they were actually going to go after. So, they've gotten lucky from that sense, and Knebel's a good start.
Freddie Freeman? I know he's not coming here. No, he's not coming here, but he could be leaving Atlanta. It's possible.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Well, they're being like weirdly stingy with him.
Nah, no way.
I would agree, but like they're not. You would think if they won a World Series, it's like, oh, we'll give you all whatever it takes to come back, Freddie. But they're drawing a line in the sand.
Yeah, and
because they don't do the $300 million contract. Right. They're not going to do that.
And Freddie's trying to use the Dodgers and the Yankees as leverage to get more money out of the Braves and then go back.
Yes,
which he should go back to the Braves.
Well, should. And the Braves should be able to come up with a contract that makes him happy.
They should.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah. Agreed. All right, Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, number 309, 25,000 square foot showroom, private parking, full selection of amazing gifts that she wants online, marks-jewelers.com. And it's can we play a little Nick Sirianni in the because we Jalen Hurts came out and he's like I'm playing on Sunday, I'm not worried about the injury. Nick Sirianni though not as confident in his answer. Listen,
if Jalen isn't as mobile as he normally would be, obviously with the ankle issue.
Yeah, that's something that we monitor throughout the week and we plan accordingly as we continue to go on. And so, again, there is a lot of scenarios that we have to play ourselves through. Again, we don't live in hypotheticals, but we know this is a real thing that we got to handle if he can't go or if he can't go 100% or whatever it is. And so we have to. Be here a little bit later, taking care of our business and making sure everybody's in the right spot to make plays.
There you go, Nick Sirianni. Hey, I mean, he's not 100%. We'll see if he was a full participant in practice, and is he 60%? Is he 50%? The question is, what's the better option for the Eagles on Sunday? A fully healthy Gardner Minshew, 45%. Or a not 100% Jalen Hurts, 55%. 55-45. But then we asked Ike, do you want the Eagles to trade for Russell Wilson this offseason? 74% say no. 74% say no. Let's go to OG Wade. OG Wade, what's up? How are you?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
My man, Wade.
OG.
What that means for you, Johnny boy, is 74% of the people know what the hell they talking about.
74% of people are full of crap is what that means.
Listen, shut your mouth right now. You got something to talk about here. Listen, Jalen Hurts, man, there is nothing that Russell Wilson could come to this team. I ain't worried about no wash the rear. I'm talking about this team as it is constructed right now and do anything different than what Jalen Hurts is doing right now. Our problem, Ike, is we have youth in too many places. Mm-hmm. Quarterback coach, offensive coordinator, head coach. Now, there's youth. So all in that youth is what? Mistakes that's going to happen in order for what? That youth to become experienced. Mm-hmm. I believe Russell Wilson will come here, collect the $40 million a year. We would get nothing. Russell ain't won a damn thing either. If anybody checked it lately, he ain't won nothing. He's been in the league 10 years. He's got a Super Bowl. And since then, ain't won nothing. I don't want to downgrade him. I like Russell. I think he's a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts right now. Yes. But when I'm looking at this team, we're so young. We need time. Jalen Hurts just has to get better with them as they got to get better with him. You know what I'm saying? So I know it's good radio talk and all that stuff. What we need to be talking about and making this show about, what the hell can we do to make Jalen better? Because right now, that is our reality. Because if you keep on trying to dip into too many cups, I mean, we're all over the place.
Wade, you say it's good radio talk. You're crazy if you don't think that this is reality talk with the Eagles and if Russell Wilson's available. You're crazy. You're crazy if you don't think it is.
Yes. Otherwise, I know it's not reality talk.
Yeah.
Number one, you have to look at the business of this thing. Russell Wilson is making $40 million a year. Do you know what you would have to do, what's going to happen to your team paying a quarterback that kind of money?
Here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. Hold on. I'll tell you. They would trade for him. They would give him a new contract that would kick the heavy cap hits into the future, to where you'd have 3 years at the beginning where the cap hit isn't significant, and you're able to try to go all in and build the team around Russell Wilson in those first 3 years. And then if it's working, then you just do a new contract and you do the same thing on the back end. That's what you do. You're not bringing him here with a $40 million cap hit in year one, Wade.
So let me ask you this question.
Sure.
Okay. Russell Wilson just scored 13 points. He scored seven. He one game, he ain't scored no points. What I'm saying to you is that what the hell can you do with Russell that you can't do with Jalen?
Throw the ball.
I don't throw the ball?
Yeah.
If you really want to go there,
I'm just telling you that. No, Wade. I'm just telling you that would be the reason why they would do it. He's a better thrower. They want to throw the ball, Wade. They want to throw the football.
You can throw the football.
Okay.
But guess what has to happen in order for you to throw the football? That receiver that you throw to, he's got to catch the ball.
True.
Okay?
True.
Do you know how many sacks that Jalen saved this offensive line?
I agree.
Getting out of there? Russell can't do that right now?
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to make it Russell versus Jalen. And I already know where you stand at. And I know where you stand at on Jalen. And that's not even a debate. I'm just looking at what I think the Eagles would do and trying to make sense as to why they would do it. So here's how I would answer part of one of the questions you threw out there.
Thank you, Wade.
Is that I don't believe the Eagles envision the roster like this next year. It's not take Russell and pluck him in there with what you have and say, go win with that, Russell. That's not what they're going to do. I'll take you back to Carson. After Carson's first year, did they say, you know what? We got a young quarterback. We got plenty of time, man. Let's draft another receiver to go with Nelson, and we'll just develop around the young quarterback. Why don't we do that? Is that what they did in Carson's second year?
No, they spent money on Alshon.
They wanted to go win.
Yeah.
That's what they did. They didn't say – one of the Eagles said, oh, yeah, let's sit back like this is baseball and watch – let's watch our farm team – I'm sorry, Jack. let's watch our young players develop. Let's watch our young players develop. The Eagles aren't going to do that.
Yeah.
They did that this year. It was, this is the baseline. Let's see what we have that we want to keep. Okay, the Eagles, as they do, it's a 365-day business. They are already planning on next year. They have the upcoming free agents. They know who's coming out in the draft. They know which areas they need to improve upon. What's the market going to be for this player versus that player? This is what they're doing behind the scenes during this time of the year. They're getting prepared for the offseason. Not coaches. Coaches get prepared for games each week. I'm talking about scouts, front office people, Howie's people. Howie ain't sitting up in his office with binoculars looking out at practice. It's not what he's doing. He's preparing for the offseason in all types of scenarios. If this guy becomes available, well, what if this quarterback forces his way out and he says, I wouldn't mind going to Philadelphia?
If Russ says he wants to come to Philly, what can we do to surround him with a team that can win a Super Bowl in 2022?
Exactly. How do we become the attractive team?
What's Davante Adams going to cost us?
Yes.
What can we do with contracts and caps to get this guy, to get this guy, to get that guy?
Yes. Yep. Have you been paying attention to this front office and how they do things? Do you really think they would pass up an opportunity to accelerate the success of this team to wait for Jalen Hurts and Jalen Reagor to develop? Really? Really? You think the Eagles would say, you know what? Now let's take these draft picks that we're so great at drafting. Let's roll the dice in a proposition where there's about a 40% chance you're going to be right anyway, no matter where you pick at, what position you pick, and who you
pick.
Let's
take a couple defensive players.
Yeah, let's take a couple defensive players and hope they turn out to be the guys that'll be the franchise changers. We don't need Russell Wilson. We don't need Deshaun Watson. Let's stay here and watch Jalen develop. Yeah, really? You think the Eagles are thinking that way? No, they aren't thinking that way, man. They aren't. So if there's an opportunity to accelerate this process, they're going to do it.
Yep.
They're going to do it. Like, and the quarterback position is the best way to accelerate the team. What would Russell Wilson do? You mean to tell me Russell Wilson can't read a whole defense? He can't find Devontae Smith on the backside of a coverage when they're doubling over here? Like, what are you talking about? Russell Wilson in the huddle versus a guy who's played 14 games and still trying to learn how to play quarterback. That also affects the growth of your wide receivers and the other positions on the offense. With Russell Wilson, you don't have to worry about that. So all I'm doing is giving you the logic behind the thinking, if that's the thinking. That's why they would want Russell Wilson. Now,
Now
I would take Jalen 100 times over any quarterback that's coming out. I've already said it. I don't need any of these quarterbacks that are coming out. I can stick with Jalen Hurts. But you give me an opportunity to get Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, or Deshaun Watson. Come on, man. You're talking about three all-pro quarterbacks.
Well, you have the window where you can win a Super Bowl in the next 3 to 5 years. Yeah.
Yes, I don't need to wait.
Yeah.
I know they're a little older. Aaron is 37, about to win the second MVP. So, yeah, he's 33. He's over the hill. He just turned 33 yesterday or 2 days ago, Russell Wilson. He's over the hill. He's done. Man, these dudes are playing forever. And the smarter, veteran-laden quarterbacks, those are the ones that give you the chance to win.
Yeah.
Those are the guys that give you a chance to win. It's not these young, hotshot, young guns. And this. Everybody's not Pat Mahomes.
Injury report is out, Ike.
What you got, big dog?
Did not practice. Fletcher, Jordan Howard, Boston Scott, Devontae Smith with an illness. Limited participant in practice, Jalen Hurts. Yeah. Ankle. So no surprise. I mean, you're not going to put him out there for a full practice if he's – I mean, he's obviously still hobbling.
Yeah.
Or he's hobbling with the ankle. It's a matter of where he is on Friday.
Mm-hmm. And he wants to play.
Yes.
And I would play him. But the idea that he has played to a level where the Eagles feel like they don't need to look for another quarterback, like, what?
Well, I mean, that if Russell will, like, it's one thing, like you said, with the draft, it's like, all right,
yeah,
we're not going to use one of our first-round draft picks on Pickett or right. One of these other guys. Russell Wilson says, yeah, you're interested?
Yeah, I'm interested, yeah.
Yeah.
We even got number three available. Who wears number three?
Who used to wear
Steve
three?
Nelson. Steve, yeah. Who used to wear it? Steve Nelson.
Iverson.
Yeah, who used to wear it?
Who would be the best number three in Philly sports history? Iverson or Russ?
Let's not go there.
215.
Who wore three
Bryce
with the Phillies?
Bryce Harper?
Oh.
Ah.
What are we doing? That'd be better than number 20. I mean, 20 is the all-time Philly number.
Let's not go better than number 20. Let's not go there.
Oh, Doc Schmidt or Russell Wilson, Harper or
– Jack, would you be willing to give him the best three in Philly sports history?
No, because it would go Harper, Russell, Iverson.
Look at you.
I smell a top five.
Craig in D.C. By the way, Baldy coming up here at the top of the hour. Craig in D.C. What's up, Craig?
Marks and Reese. What's up, fellas?
Craigie?
Oh, Craigie.
Oh, daggone it all to hell. Give him a drink.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice. We're all drinking
man,
here.
I'm telling you, y'all know how I roll, man. I'm down here in D.C., man, and I swear, man, if I can't Philly, man, all I can think of one word right now is just for all the sports. It's just dysfunctional, man. I can't. I'm telling you, my skin is thick, bro. Thank God I got military background. Mm-hmm. I can take these lumps. I'm taking these lumps on a daily down here. Because not only, listen, I can't even call the Wizards. I used to call them the Gizzards. But damn, now the Wizards got a good team. The damn WTFs, Washington football team, hell, they better than us now. They in the playoff position.
Yeah,
the damn
yeah.
Capitals, the damn hockey team is good. The damn baseball team, Phillies, we are screwed for 10 years with them damn Phillies. Mm. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's just a mess, man. I just don't understand it, Ike.
Things are going to get better. I mean, listen, I wish I could tell you how they're going to get better, but I'm hopeful that they're going to get better. I'm hopeful that they're going to get better.
I hear you, bro. It can only go up from here. Mm-hmm. I wanted to comment on the Eagles, man. My brother called yesterday. I couldn't even call, bro. I was so mad, y'all, from this last Sunday. Because, see, I don't think they realize, and that's why I kind of put it on Sirianni. Listen, man, you got to get your players up to play everybody like it's a playoff game to me. And I just don't think – I think we overlooked them guys, man. They had the 28th-ranked doggone rushing defense. We come in there after destroying the Saints, the number one rushing defense, and then we just threw up all over ourselves and lost that game to a trash Giants team that beat us with 13 points on the board. Man, my head is spinning behind that mess. I just can't – I don't know how much more I can take
it. Let me ask
man.
You a question. Do you think that trash New York Giants team is that much worse than the Eagles? Right, the Eagles are a better team, but you think that the difference is that significant?
Yeah,
I don't –
Actually, you got a good point, Marks, because when I look at, like you said, Bradbury,
what about the quarterback play?
But it's the quarterback play, man. And then, like I said, I understand what Hurts. Hurts is, he's young, he's in his development. But Hurts, man, you got to start seeing the fit. Man, I mean, at times he misses so many open receivers that he don't even throw him the ball. I mean, you didn't go to Goddard and Smith and these guys. You keep trying to force the Rager. What is that all about? I just don't understand it, man. And then, I didn't realize how important Jordan Howard was to this offense, but that tells you the fact that Howard wasn't there, it just handicapped this offense, it seemed like. They were just out there running around like chickens with their hand cut off, man.
Well, here's the other thing where Herter said right before the half. I mean, they could have gave the ball to Jordan Howard in that situation instead of trying to run the sprint right option where Greg Ward dropped it, and then we tried to run the quarterback draw with Jalen. Like, that's two opportunities right there where you could have just gave the ball to Jordan Howard to try to score.
Yeah.
From the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have to go through all the. They must not just trust Miles to run the ball between the tackles.
Nope.
Down the goal line.
Jalen, they basically just said, go try to run it in.
Yeah, that's basically what they did with him. Yeah. But why wouldn't you give it to the running back?
They're worried about what happened at the other end of the field where he fumbled once and then almost fumbled again deep in their own territory.
The other game.
Yeah.
Nah, well then he shouldn't be out there then. And you're going to coach scared and do all of that.
Well, then why don't they give him the ball?
That's what I just asked. I don't know.
Yeah,
no. My point is if you're worried about him fumbling, then I don't know what we're doing then. You can't get a running back the ball down there by the goal line. That's not Boston Scott. Why didn't give it to Boston Scott then?
I don't know. They did on.
You worried about Miles Sanders and give it to Boston Scott.
Yeah, they did on the. I guess on the later touchdown. All right, Baldy's coming up next. Would Baldy play Hurts on Sunday? What do you think of Rager's game on Sunday? And does he think this team might have found the blueprint to stop Jalen Hurts this weekend? We'll get into all that with Brian Baldinger. And what's going on with Russell Wilson? What's wrong with Russell, and is he worried about Russell going forward, and would he be interested in the Eagles, him going to the Eagles? That's coming up with Baldy coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Let's talk about Mark's Jewelers for a second. Holidays are here. That means holiday shopping. So take the stress out of your shopping. Go to Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. They're on Route 309. They have a 25,000-square-foot showroom, private parking, a full selection of amazing gifts that she wants. So don't battle the city traffic, the parking. Philly sales tax, Jim and the team at Mark's are my only stop during the holidays for jewelry. And after you visit them, you will see why. You can go online. You can shop online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Tell them that I sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.